Welcome back to the XL Energy Center as we are almost ready for Carter Young's 106AA consolation round. Win to get to tomorrow with still a chance to get on the podium. But you lose in this round and your tournament and season is over. Carter Young will face Isaiah Nelson of New London Spicer in this round. And it's coming down to the upper weights on Class A. They start with AAA, go to Class A, and then it's AA in that order. So AA has always been last throughout the rotation throughout this day. So as we look out there and we see some of those higher weights out there in Class A, we know that their rotation is almost through and they'll switch over now and the mats will be occupied by the smaller AA weights. And then we'll go through that class and that'll wrap up the night here as the final hour or so about a wrestling about to get underway here. A day that started at about 9 o'clock this morning with the opening round individual matches. Pioneers with three wrestlers down here, including Carter Young, who won his first match of the day 6-2. Chase Becker lost a tough 8-5 decision. And Trevor Redunds won by fall to start the day. And then it was Carter losing to the top seed, Michael Olson of Albert Lea. Same guy that beat Isaiah Nelson. So both guys have felt the wrath of the number one seed out of Albert Lea. Chase Becker will not get a wrestle back, so he has just one match down here, that tough 8-5 decision to Cale Olson of Delano. Olson then went on to lose to Tyler Wells of Princeton, so no wrestle back for Chase. After Trevor Redunds pinned his opening round opponent, he came back with a solid 10-1 major decision win, so he is in the semifinals coming up on Saturday morning, and he gets Maxwell Peterson of Byron. Both Peterson and Redunds are undefeated on the year. They will meet in the 145AA semifinals on Saturday morning. The other semifinal out of 145 will pit Caden Schrant out of Simley against Colton Bornholt of New Prague. Those are the four semifinalists at 145 pounds. As I look down there, that might be, it is, Coach Toops and Zajac, and Carter's at the table ready to check in at mat number three, and here we go, Nelson and Young. Carter Young, the first. And Nelson in black and gold, Young in red, white, and black, and the first shot right off the whistle belongs to Carter. And he's in on the hips. Carter driving forward. He's now elevating, dumping Nelson up over his shoulders. He'll sit and twist those hips back and try and split the legs of Nelson there. Here comes a turn. And no 2 points yet. Referee waving it off. No control. Still working, though. Now it's Nelson turning. And it's Nelson getting the better advantage to score here. And he's in behind. And now Young squares around as they really scramble over there on mat number three. Now Nelson trying to either front headlock or maybe near side cradle. It's on the other end of the arena here as we try to pick up the action on that mat. They are going to slide out of bounds. Really good action in the first 49 seconds. And these wrestleback rounds in the first period are only 1 minute long. Skip Toops and Jesse Zajac are in Carter's corner. They start on their feet, and I don't know if we'll have an engagement here in the final 3 seconds. Carter feints a shot. Nelson drops down to a knee to block any oncoming attack, and that is the end of the first. No score. Young and Nelson. Now we go to a 2 minute second period. And it will be Nelson starting in the down position. Carter steps on top. Quick stand up by Nelson. Can Carter return him? Nelson turns his hips in. He should get one out of this. Nothing yet, though, as Carter still with. Now there is the escape. And Isaiah Nelson takes the 1-0 lead over Carter Young early in the second. Shot in, and Carter able to dance back and then grab a front headlock out of that. I don't think he had his feet on the ground when he locked up that headlock. Tries a little slide by, but they're out of bounds. 1-0 lead for Isaiah Nelson of New London Spicer with an early second period escape here. Nelson lost by fall to Michael Olson, while Carter also lost by fall. Now it's Young having to whiz her out of this here as Nelson gets two. 3-0 lead for Isaiah Nelson of New London Spicer. Looks like Carter's working the Granby. Carter trying to sit back into that. Here comes the roll. He didn't quite finish it off, and that cranked him back over, and it almost exposed his back. Now Carter's up. Carter, brought back down to the mat. Thought he was going to peel those hands out of there and come up with an escape, but he did not, as no loss of control there by Isaiah Nelson. Nelson is a freshman at New London Spicer, which just happens to be the high school alma mater of head coach Skip Toops. And it looks like we've got some blood time over there. Blood time for Nelson and Carter Young.
Hey, Pioneer fans. Eric Andries here with the Pioneer Wrestling Club. Our club would like to take time to congratulate the wrestling team on a strong season, earning co-champion honors in the Granite Ridge Conference, and want to wish Carter, Chase, and Trevor good luck in the state tournament. With our annual youth tournaments, fundraisers, and the upcoming sportsman's raffle, we are able to provide a youth program that is free to all boys and girls interested, which includes a shirt to keep, singlets and shoes to use for the year, and paid entry into four tournaments all covered by the club. In the last year, we were also able to purchase a new mat for a middle school practice and give away five $500 scholarships to seniors from the class of 2021. Our sportsman's raffle is scheduled to take place March 26th at Urban Legends in Harding. Find a wrestling family to purchase your tickets or stop into the Rooster, Frosties, Pats, or Urban Legends to get your $10 chance at one of our 56 prizes, including 7 guns and other cash prizes. Go Pioneers!
All right, we are back to action here. They restart after blood time, and we're down to 35 seconds remain. Second period, Carter Young trailing Isaiah Nelson of New London Spicer 3-0. Nelson right now riding hard here. He's got Carter pretty defenseless underneath. Carter's out, upper body now out, and he's crawling off the edge, and he's out. So they'll restart with 20 seconds to go. An escape. And then a takedown for Nelson to give him the 3-0 lead. It was scoreless after one. Just a 1 minute first period. Now he drives in on the hips of Carter. Carter trying to reach back and get into a squared up position there, but he's returned back, stomach to the mat. And we are down now to 1 second, and that's the end of the period. Carter Young needs to come up with something here with 2 minutes left in his season. He trails Isaiah Nelson of New London Spicer 3-0. 2 minutes left for Carter. Certainly capable. They'll start on their feet. Nelson. Shot in by Carter. Can he lock up a double leg takedown? No, he cannot. Nelson stuffing the head, driving forward. Carter's on his feet. Now Nelson's up in the air. Nelson's in on the hips. And Nelson picks up the takedown. And that makes it 5-0 for Isaiah Nelson. Now Nelson, we'll see how much he can ride here and just zap the energy of Carter Young. Carter bridging up, basing up, wide base, feet spread. Sits, turns. Here comes a reverse. There's two. Carter with a reverse to make it 5-2. And then he cuts him loose, 5-6-2. There's a minute 20 left. 6-2, Nelson. There's a headlock throw right out of the start by Young. He didn't lock it. He almost had it. And now in on the deep double dumping is Nelson. He'll twist hips, come out the back door. Carter's trying to hang onto that ankle, but he lets loose, and that's when the 2 points go up. And he's now down by an 8-2 score here. And Nelson has that left arm wing back. And we're down to 50 seconds left for Carter Young. Carter trailing here with 44 seconds left, 8-2. Carter tried to pop a Granby, hit one in his second round match. Actually, in the first round match, in his win. There's that Tatarik move thrown in by Nelson, wrenches that arm back, uses his head as a fulcrum. They're all tangled up there. Nelson has a 2-on-1 wrist ride there, and they're going to stop that for dangerous as that elbow got at a bad angle for the referee's liking. Stopping the clock and giving Carter a fresh start, but he's only got 19 seconds. He's got to make it happen in a hurry here, or it'll end tonight in St. Paul for 8th grader Carter Young. There's the start. Nelson picks that ankle. Young still not able to free that leg, and we're down to 7 seconds. And Isaiah Nelson's going to hang on to this one. Isaiah Nelson will eliminate Carter Young. And it's 8-2, the final score, as Isaiah Nelson defeats Carter Young of the Pioneers. And that ends the season for Carter with an 8-2 loss. He got a reverse in the third, but he couldn't do anything more with it than that. So that's it for tonight for the Pioneers, as Carter was the last man standing in this round, as Chase Becker, unfortunately for him, never got to this round. Just the nature of the beast, the way the system works. No wrestle back for Chase, and Trevor Redunds didn't need to go through the wrestle backs because he won his first two matches earlier today to advance to tomorrow's semifinals. Final wrap-up coming up after this, as Carter Young goes down to defeat 8-2.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
It may be winter, but it's never too early to be thinking Pierce Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 16th, 2022, headlined by Trace Adkins.
Ladies look country boy.
Along with Lone Star.
My front porch looking in.
The Fabulous Armadillos and more. General admission tickets are on sale now. For more info, head to PierceFreedomFest.com. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Lemire Funeral Services, Hilmerson Sports Center, Rudolph Auto Solutions, Hoheisel Repair, and Midwest Sales and Construction.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Pierce Activities Director. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the FFA teams at state and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to robotics and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account, to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpierce.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in and see all that we have to offer in store. We carry a full line of GE appliances and even have select models in stock and ready to go. If it's a new TV you're after, we have LG and Samsung TVs in stock and also offer professional delivery and installation. Our shelves are packed with all of the cables, hookups, and parts that you might need for your DIY electronic and audio projects. Swing in and visit us at Design Electronics today for appliances, TVs, and electronics, and we'll show you the design difference.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Smooty's sunflower oil is locally produced right here in Pierce. Natural and unrefined, Smooty's sunflower oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smooty's sunflower oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smooty Sunflower Oil story on their website, smootyoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smooty Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smooty Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Well, Carter Young sees his season end with an 8-2 loss to Isaiah Nelson and New London Spicer in the consolation 106 AA round, and that ends the tournament for Carter. He wins one, loses two. Chase Becker goes 0-1. Chase did not, unfortunately, get a wrestle back. And Trevor Redunds goes 2-0, a fall and a major 10-1 win to put him into the semifinal Saturday morning against Maxwell Peterson of Byron for the 145-pound. Both Peterson and Redunds are undefeated on the year. The other bracket semifinal at 145 features Simley and New Prague, Caden Schrant of Simley, and Colton Bornholt of New Prague will be the other semifinal. Those are the opening rounds tomorrow, as well as some wrestle back action. The guys that lose tonight are done. The guys that win tonight, they have to come back and win one more time tomorrow before they're assured of getting onto the podium and finishing in the top six in their weight class in the state. So there's still work to do for the guys that go to bed feeling good about their game tonight. And that's half the field. So that's it from the XL Energy Center tonight, as the Pioneers have two now eliminated from the tournament, with Trevor Redunds coming up on the Saturday semifinals. Good luck to Trevor Redunds and the Pierce Pioneers as they take on Maxwell Peterson of Byron High School in the 145-pound semifinals at the XL Energy Center.